Cardinal John Njui of Nairobi, Kenya, has praised the people of his country for their peaceful participation in this week's constitutional referendum. In a statement issued after the nation voted in favor of reforms, the cardinal said the Catholic Church respects the will of the people, but still reiterated the need to address the flawed moral issues in the proposed document. Titus Loti is CAFOD governance officer for East Africa. He says the referendum is only one part of a reform process that is needed to build a better society that facilitates development.
CAFOD has actually worked with the people of Kenya in the quest for a just society like we are actually looking for. We have actually been doing a lot of work on aspects of education, on water, and the whole society development. This new constitution has a lot to offer to the people. Well, I'm not saying that the whole constitution has been accepted, and especially the position of the Catholic Church is genuine and needs to be looked into. But one thing that I actually know is that the new constitution is going to give a lot of power to the people. The last constitution had a lot of power to the presidency, and the presidency will do anything that he wishes. But I think this new constitution is going to actually erase the legacy of the past, where the presidency was a suppressive regime, to a constitutional dispensation that we're going to see Kenyans themselves being able to speak and the voice and making decisions, like actually what we are already seeing.